fine there.
Great. Have you always had a desire to be a coach and a teacher?
Ever since I, myself.
What college did you attend and what degree did you earn?
University of Missouri at Columbia, a degree in secondary education and physical education, and a minor in science.
Okay.
And I got a master's degree also at the UMKC in administration of higher education.
What were some of the jobs that you held prior coming to UMKC?
Middle High School, 1957. 58 was my first year. And I was teacher of human science, physical education classes, and one class in biology. And I was intramural director, head basketball coach, assistant football coach, and assistant track coach. And did I learn a lot the first year?
Yes.
Experience helped. It helped me in teaching. Experience, I always like to say I learned more in my first month of teaching than I learned in 4 years of college, but they did prepare me for that one first month.
Yeah. So, Tarkio was your first job. Did you come to UMKC after?
No, I went. I stayed. I grew up in the city, in Kansas City is where I was. I grew up, and my wife did too, so we kind of, the small town life wasn't for us really. We came back and I started the Kansas City public school system at Westport High School for 2 years, and teaching and coaching, teaching PE and coaching basketball and track. And then after 2 years, went to Pacelle High School. And 8 years, I went back to the high school I went to and got to coach basketball and track and golf. And I was a teacher in physical education, and then I switched to human science as a classroom my last 3 years. In 1968, I came to UMKC to start their basketball program and be a professor in health and physical education.
What was the experience like to be the first coach in UMKC?
Well, it was an honor and very excitement to be able to start a program. I've really enjoyed being able to start some programs here at UMKC.
How long were you the coach of that basketball team?
From 1968 until 1973.
What was the chronology of jobs leading up to this golf position you have right now?
Well, more just a participant in golf, and I really enjoyed playing a game. I've never been a pro or anything, but I've enjoyed playing, so I wanted to. I started the golf team here just on my own. We had, nobody had to do it. I just like to do it, and I get some young men started in golf. We had what we called a UMKC club team. It wasn't financed through the athletic department or through the students. We just did it on our own, and then finally the school, about 3 years later, started giving us a few dollars to help pay for the meals and the trips and stuff we went on.
Right. Do you have any regrets from being at a university absent of Division I competition for all the years, or is that bothering you?
It's just been kind of exciting for me to see us go from NAIA small college athletics to Division I and being a part of it.
How do you feel about the direction of the UMKC athletic department over the years, or right now, currently?
Well, throughout the years, I've seen them try to improve. We started with basketball, period. That's all we had. And I, of course, had a golf team. I started on my own, and we had women's volleyball come in, where we had a women's sport and a men's sport, and I've seen us go to from that to an NAIA when we tried to improve our program in the late 70s and early 80s until we got to Division I status, where we have almost a complete program of athletics for men and women here now.
Besides the changes in sports over the years, have you noticed any other changes since 1968 here at UMKC?
Oh, sure. I've seen much better athletes, student athletes come in. I've seen tougher schedules, playing better competition, the finances being better, scholarships much improved, which has helped our students, which that's what we're here for. Yeah, I've seen a great change in the athletics in my 26 years here from what we are to where we're going today.
Right. Do you enjoy the coaching aspect more than teaching, or is that person?
The coaching is teaching.
Right.
And so I enjoy teaching, and so that's part of being a coach too, but I do enjoy, I elected to become full-time physical education because I enjoy teaching other students besides just athletes.
Okay, what Do you teach any other courses besides first aid and safety?
No, I teach, you can name an activity class, and I've taught them all here, and I've taught theory and techniques classes and coaching classes. I'd like somebody to come in and say from some other university different classes they've taught in my field, and I think I've covered about all of them. Through swimming, through first aid, through gymnastics, every activity class we've had offered here, I've almost taught throughout the year some one time or another. So, and I enjoy doing that. It keeps you on top of the field, and it also I meet different students this way, which I enjoy teaching.
Right. How long have you been the coach of the golf team?
Well, actually, 1969. There's been no other men's coach. I've been the only men's coach that they've had here in golf.
How do you feel about the direction of the golf team in future years, and how do you feel about the end of this season?
Real well. This is the second best golf team I've had since we've turned Division I. And you hit me at a good time because we just got back from a Kansas University Invitational Golf Tournament, which was a big tournament here in the Midwest. We got invited for the first time. We wanted to show good respect that we can compete against some of these better teams. And we beat my old school, number one, for the second time. We won the Missouri Intercollegiate Tournament in 1988, which we beat a bunch of teams, Division I teams there. But in this tournament, Kansas, we beat Missouri. We beat Southwest Missouri State. We beat Memphis State. We beat St. Louis University. And we tied Nebraska. And this is for our program, this was a real big boost in our golf program. We're trying to improve it a little more each year now, and we're getting a little better. We finished runner-up in two tournaments this fall, and we finished fourth, and then we finished anywhere. And these are like 24 teams in a tournament up until, I think our worst finish is 11th.
How do you feel about the future of your scholarship allocation and your recruitment?
Well, of course, it'd be nice to be able to have a golf budget like Oklahoma State. Unfortunately, we don't have that.
Right.
It'd be nice to have a budget like Kansas University or Missouri University,
right,
or Southwest Missouri State or Nebraska, or the teams we just got through beating. That's why I consider us, I'm very proud of these young men, the way they performed. I'd like to see a little more scholarship money and more travel money that we can get. But all of our, what we call non-revenue sports, need that same thing. It's just not the men's golf and the women's golf. We all need it. But I know what we're here for is men's and women's basketball. And as those programs have to be successful, otherwise we wouldn't be Division I. And we go back to the same status that we were before when we were NAIA. And I didn't have any scholarships for golf. I had very little budget for golf. So it's nicer to get the better athletes in here, the better student athletes, I call them.
Has there been a motto you've stuck by throughout the years?
Don't give up.
You see yourself retiring from UMKC?
Yes, I do. I've made my home here. I had my opportunities to go with other schools, and I've elected to stay here at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
What's your fondest memory here at UMKC?
Probably when we upset the national champions, the NAIA, Fort Hays State, and we kept them from going to the national champions, even though we didn't get to go that year, but we did keep them from going. They were two-time, they had won the national championship of all the NAIA schools over the country. One of the, probably the biggest thrills we had here, they blew the roof off of Old Sweeney, I think, that night, and we beat them in overtime.
What are some of your interests and hobbies besides coaching and teaching?
Golf.
Golf.
My number one hobby, though, is my grandkids, my wife. We really enjoy grandkids now.
So how many kids do you have and grandchildren?
I have 9 grandchildren. I have 4 daughters. I had no sons, but I got 4 daughters. But I'm happy to say I got 5 grandsons. I got 9. I got 6 grandsons and 3 granddaughters.
Okay, Coach Ross. Interview just concluded, and Gary Bates' interview will start here in a second.